somebody who knows Morse code will have to let me know if the standard in ham radio is just to send at or Alpha Charlie. the at symbol has its origins. It was first recorded as appearing in this 1345 Bulgarian translation of a Greek chronicle, where it was substituted for just a capital A in the word amen. And over time, the symbol evolved and took on various nicknames, such as snail in Italian and monkey tail in Dutch. In 1971, Ray Tomlin made the at symbol famous for computing when he elected it to separate user and host in email addresses. So user would be the first part and then host, so would be the second. In the first ever network email system on ARPANET. So anyway, that was main trivia. Thanks for playing along, everybody. Thanks for doing the net, Dustin. KD80PC, W8HRF.
Right there, Josh. Thank you for doing the main trivia. We really do appreciate it there. We're going to say 73U, and we're going to go up to Miss Lucy KYUK. Give us your comments. Let it drop to us the alternate trivia answer.
KYUK. I'm just sitting in awe of that trivia question. I had no idea there was so much behind the at symbol and so much literal history. That time frame is crazy. Betty and I spent the day together, as per usual. Monday and Tuesday, however, we had some of the friends over, which meant I had some adults to talk to. Didn't really have that today, so I told her we'd take a walk, but only when the sun came out, because it was, 29 degrees and cloudy. So as soon as the sun peeked through the clouds, she started yelling that it was bright, bright sun, and I said, okay, fine. So we put on her gloves and a KitKat hat and a coat and a shoe. Even though she was arguing about who should put on the shoes, because if I offered, she wouldn't let me, but if I didn't put them on, she got mad at me. That was complicated, but we finally got outside. It was very cold. His nose was immediately red. We went to visit a neighbor, and thoughtfully her husband, but unfortunately he passed away. He'd been fighting a long-term terminal disease for a while, but I hadn't realized that he had passed out a week ago, so that was very sad. But I'm very, very glad that we got to visit. I think that helped Betty. And Betty, of course, was a menace, and she got a donut and an entire orange and hot chocolate. And what else did she eat? She ate a lot. And then she hid behind the door and yelled at us to yell for her until she decided to come out and surprise us and then rinse and repeat, do it over again. So that was very cute. That was fun. Came back, she went to bed, I did some hobby stuff, which was nice, and then she woke up, and everything went downhill, because I think she's a baby, and she wanted to help, and that's always complicated. She likes pouring stuff and stirring stuff, but usually in the most dramatic and messy way possible, so that's a lot of fun, but it turned out all right, we survived, she went to bed, and here we are at the net. So that's the day. I'll let it drop and start reading all trivia.